Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and I have with me David Beard from British Wireless for the Blind Fund. Hi David.
Hi Jo, afternoon, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, really good, really good. The sun's been shining this afternoon, so it's good off. And I'm just about to go on holiday. Not going anywhere, but time off until the 13th of September. So bit weeks off, lovely.
Yeah, definitely. It's let's hope the weather stays good for you.
Yeah, no, it's supposed to, yeah. But we'll keep our fingers crossed.
So do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about British Wireless before we go any further?
Yeah, thank you. You know, I've been working for British Wireless for the last 10 years, and it kind of astounds me, you know, the history and the lineage that obviously goes with this. You know, we've all kind of, you know, I'm sure heard the fact that, you know, Winston Churchill was one of our patrons, you know, and that, you know, he obviously sent the famous statement, if the blind can't see, they must let them hear, then we must rescue them from the darkness. It was obviously kind of over national addresses. BBC Radio was then obviously from Chartwell on Christmas Day. You know, was a call for funds, obviously, for our charity. But it's not that, really. It's the fact that, you know, they still have a personal service. You know, they kind of have a national reach, every postcode in the country covered, a regional focus through our regional development managers and our local agents and our volunteers. But a personal service of a one-to-one with a radio being brought to someone. You know, that's been really challenging, obviously, during the pandemic. But we still managed to get around it. And even if it is just a friendly voice on the phone for every single set that we give out, that's unfortunately had to have been delivered by courier over this last kind of 16 months, you know, we've still been able to kind of provide that personal service, you know, and the personal service that we provide is access to audio equipment. You know, we're here to reduce isolation and loneliness, and we provide radios that pretty much do everything, really, from play radio, DAB and FM, to play memory sticks and record to memory stick the latest ones, as well as kind of the older ones that kind of play tape and CD. But yeah, we've been doing that for over 90 years now, and we just continue really to look out to the future, which is obviously kind of where our technology department kind of comes in, and I'm sure we can kind of cover that in more detail soon. But yeah, that's us really. We're there to provide radio equipment to those living with sight loss in the UK. We do it for free. For those that qualify, unfortunately, we're not government funded or don't have any other means of any other funding. And we just ask that those coming to us are living with sight loss or living with a recognised sight condition. Used to always be registered, but we've recognised that the queue is very long at the moment. You know, so living with a recognised sight condition and receiving a current means tested benefit, which is to allow us to get to those most in need.
Brilliant. Yeah, it's a fantastic service. Mm. So you've got exciting news, haven't you? And lots of it.
We are committed, and I've kind of said this a number of times. I've kind of been with the charity for 10 years, and I now manage the technology department, and I am the technology project manager for the British Wireless. We are committed to, you know, unlocking the internet. And we've been trying to do that really since we started back in 2009 with our streamed services, we call it. And for those that haven't kind of come across what we do before, we make what's on the internet simply accessed. So there's so many different ways that we, you know, anyone living with sight loss or anyone even coming to the internet for the first time kind of, you know, trip up. You know, peripheral devices, keyboards and mouses, you know, not everyone can type. You know, the fact that everything's graphically driven, you know, even things like BBC iPlayer on the telly is graphically driven. You know, my little daughter watches these things racing around on the screen with great delight. You know, the fact that we are, you know, everything's tabulated and everything's abbreviated nowadays because it's on small screens. So when you're trying to read a sports table, like a Premier League table, it just gives you numbers across. Or a fixture that's kind of Everton for Man United. You know, I always read that as Everton are at home to Man United at 4 o'clock, you know, but when a screen reader reads that, it doesn't give that, you know, it doesn't contextualize it, and it doesn't even kind of, you know, give it kind of any empathy or anything, or any kind of, you know, any kind of pizzazz. And ultimately our stream service is there to really kind of unpick all those problems and deliver deliver audio content in driven, simple menus, and to contextualize as well where words need to go in so that it actually kind of makes sense when it's read out. And we've kind of been doing that on Sonata for a number of years. Many people have heard of it. And recently we've broached and broken into a much wider audience of applications. So that's a free application that is downloadable on iOS or on Android. So anybody kind of living with sight loss in the UK, I think that kind of extends to 2 million people, can download this application for free or any of the applications that we have. So we had Talking Newspapers. It's been out since 2019. You know, many of you, I'm sure, are using it and love it. We hope it's going to get kind of a bit of a makeover soon. But we've moved into speech recently, and this has been a massive challenge for us. But, you know, like I said at the beginning, we're committed to application development and ensuring that people can access things from one end to the other. So this new application, Speech Radio, you can find it on iOS or Android, and it's just called that, Speech Radio. You can talk to it from end to end. So you can ask it for a country, you can ask it for a name of a radio station, full or partial, and it'll kind of give you a list of those if it's not a full name. You can add that to your list, remove it from your list. You can have the most listened to stations. You can do lots and lots of different things with it, but all with your voice. But it's kind of got another really cute little feature, and that's that you can tell it speech off or voice off, and it goes to gesture mode. So not all of us obviously want to be talking to the device all the time, or our partners when we're in bed want us talking to the device when we're next to them. So you can turn the voice off and you can go back to gesture mode with it. But yeah, we're really excited about it.
Sounds amazing. And for people who struggle with touch screens and things like that, that's just a really good opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, this is it, totally. And at the moment you can kind of get it, you know, download it, and it's kind of ready to go straight away. You know, you can just say help to it, and it kind of give you the menu of obviously what's available and a kind of a little bit of a blurb around how to use it. But yeah, we've got a number of people that have kind of just picked it up and they're kind of just using it. It really nicely has access to worldwide radio stations, so any radio station from over 100 odd countries. And like I say, the best thing about it is for free. We'd really like people to kind of download it and tell us about it. We'll give you some contact details at the end. This is only an opening presentation. You know, I'm sure the A lady, we won't say the word because everyone's are going to wake up, but the A lady, obviously, I first saw that, I think, in 2015 at a Blue Room event in London. They'd smuggled it in. They had, yeah. You kind of had to stand really close to it and really speak to it in the right way and all the rest of it. And we're kind of not there, but, you know, just bear with it because it will grow and it will kind of become, you know, much more, much better as we kind of go forward in time. But we really want you to tell us about it, you know, and, you know, that goes with all our products. You know, we really want you to, but especially this Speech Radio, we really want you to tell us about it because we're dedicated to kind of making it better and improving it. But it works. And I know a number of people, as I say, have already downloaded it and they're kind of away in using it. So yeah, it's all good.
Amazing. Brilliant stuff. And speaking of Lady A and good old Google, you've got some news regarding that as well, haven't you? And that's actually gone live, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. So we've moved into smart speaker development as well now. It's something that was kind of on the cards and in the background for some time. But we are only a very small charity, and ultimately we was always looking for the right partner. Initially, that partnership came through Cure and Review and some money that was kindly donated through a project that we worked with them on. So thank you very much there. But in that, we partnered with an organisation called ADASA Innovations, who won't mind me mentioning them. There are a small organisation, a couple of key individuals that kind of head the organisation. But really a great focus to not-for-profits, you know, and we've been working with them since kind of about June time. And we've moved so much, so far forward in that time. I kind of just looked at date and said, it can't be since June because it's got to be longer than that. They've done so much, but it really is only a few months. So they've now kind of made a couple of edits to the current talking newspaper skill that brings us all the talking newspapers. So obviously anybody who obviously has a smart device, it's kind of, you know, we want to obviously to ask it to enable talking newspaper first, and then using the phrase open, talking newspaper should get it open. And then there's over 200 publications on it. So lots of offerings. But that's now been extended, and we're just about to start testing the same presentation on Google Home and Google Nest. If anybody's able to help us with testing actually on Google, it'd be gratefully appreciated. And again, we'll obviously give you some contact details at the end. But yeah, it just kind of opens the door really to obviously future presentations. You know, we're about obviously access to audio content. So I don't say there may obviously be other offerings of audio content coming in the future. There are obviously some restrictions, obviously, through Amazon. You know, obviously for radio stations, potentially we couldn't probably do what we're doing obviously on our app. But like I said, we have the app anyway, and we're talking to it. So but yeah, watch this space really on that. I'm sure there'll be plenty more coming obviously down the pipeline, especially obviously with this great organization at Adassa Innovations, as I said, who we've now got on board that are kind of, you know, managing our whole smart speaker delivery for us.
Fabulous. That's great news. So you've got some research as well, haven't you, that you wanted to talk about and to ask for some support with, didn't you?
Yeah, totally. So it seems as though we've been kind of behind the curtain for quite some time. You know, we had this big launch of Bumblebee, I think, in 2017, I think, one of our colleagues famously dressed up as a bumblebee that day. I remember it well. I think the guide dogs remember it more than anyone. You know, they was running around all day. It's quite funny, but you know, it's really good. So, and we've kind of been kind of behind the curtain for a while then, since then. And one of the big things that we've kind of been always trying to work on, we recognize and understand clearly that, you know, when we talk about access to audio and we talk about, you know, this stream service, you know, kind of unlocking the internet. But, you know, what about all the other things that go with it before that, the setup and the kind of the sign in and, you know, and having to download it on an app and, you know, and all the other things that kind of in the background that we kind of take for granted, really. They're great when they're set up, but what about before that? So I happened to have a meeting with Glasgow Caledonian University kind of at the end of November last year. And we hadn't really gone to the meeting kind of expecting or really to do anything in the meeting, just to kind of introduce each other. And they kind of asked me, you know, whether we would, if we was to put a PhD together, what would it be? And I just kind of came up with something off the top of my head. And within 2 weeks, they'd come back and go, we love that idea. Let's fund it. And they did. Yeah. So we're going to do a 3-year study. We're really excited about it. It starts later on this year. We've got a candidate who they are very excited about, and so are we. So that's really good. And ultimately, what we're going to do is we are going to do a study, a PhD study into the Internet of Things, smart speakers of the future. You know, we're talking about assistants here. We're not talking about physical devices. We're not going to build another smart speaker, but we're talking about assistants. And all of the other, you know, the setup that kind of goes around it to fit to the lifestyles of those living with sight loss in the UK. You know, so it's going to be a dedicated, it's kind of been funded half by technology and half by the ophthalmology department, I should say, in Glasgow Caledonian University. So we've got some amazing backing with it, and certainly the right people involved in it. And we really, truly hope that it's going to kind of maybe change the vision of how organisations kind of see the setup and everything else that goes with, you know, these smart speakers and these smart assistants and obviously the Internet of Things. But we, in order that we obviously really going to kind of get the most out of the research, which is going to happen in the first phase, we really need to kind of get access to people, access to individuals. So if anyone's interested in kind of being part of that research, you know, kind of let us know. And again, we'll obviously kind of give you, we'll give you an email address at the end that you can kind of contact us with, or obviously kind of make your contact obviously through VI Talk. This isn't the first time we're going to mention this. We're going to keep mentioning this. And like I say, we really want to get to as many people as possible to kind of ask them their experience, you know, around what's difficult for them and what's good for them and what's not, and what would they change and how would they change it? You know, so we really can affect the lifestyle of those living with sight loss and those very important technologies that are tools. You know, I was speaking to someone earlier, they really are a tool, you know, especially for people who kind of, you know, anybody even with mobility issues, but they really are a tool for people, you know, and we want to make it a good experience from front to end. So, yeah, so that's kind of that. So we're really super excited about that. And we know that, you know, we truly hope that it's going to kind of have an impact on people going forward. And us as a charity, you know, more than anything else, you know, we've been going 90 years. So, you know, we're not going anywhere. You know, we're just getting stronger.
Exactly. Yeah, you're very well established, aren't you? And just going from strength to strength. So that sounds so interesting and really excited. So, yeah, and I'm sure we'll see it all over Twitter and LinkedIn and everywhere. So
I'm sure,
for everybody to get involved and give their thoughts and opinions, which is fantastic. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is, yeah, totally correct. Yeah, we can sit here all day long and decide what's good for others, can't we, really?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, you know, this is why we use that word lifestyle in the synopsis, because it is about how you as an individual kind of do it and how you do it in your lifestyle. You know, everyone's different, you know, but there'll be kind of one common thread that kind of comes through that. But until we ask, we won't know.
Absolutely. No, fantastic. Good luck with that. I'm really looking forward to hearing more about that as it progresses. It'll be really interesting and, as you say, really exciting. Have we missed anything that is new with British Wireless?
No, I don't think so. You know, like I say, obviously we're just, you know, that application development train keeps moving forward. There'll be obviously more apps coming soon. Some of them are kind of, kind of a little bit sensitive and we can't kind of talk about them yet. But I'm sure there'll be, we've already started working on the next app. We'll be talking about that soon after Speech Radio. But obviously everything that we kind of had on our old presentation for Bumblebee and for Sonata will kind of just continue to move forward. So we will know what they are, talking newspapers, books, what else we've got on there. We've obviously got radio, you know, we've got online content. We've got lots of different things there, but we're trying to obviously move into this to this downloadable individual application situation so that we can obviously get more and more people accessing it, you know, across the board.
Brilliant.
But yeah, no, I think we've kind of covered everything, although there's kind of a plethora of information there, so
so
I just need to do the contact details.
You do.
I think
we need the all important contact details, so fire away.
But look, we've got a really simple email, so let's just use it. It's apps, that's apps@blind.org.uk, so that's apps@blind.org.uk. We'll give you the telephone number as well, because obviously we recognise that everybody has a PC or the ability to kind of use email, and that is 01622 760 709. So that's 01622 760 709. All I would ask is, if you are going to call, that you start calling us after the 13th of September when I'm back. My colleague that I've donated my phone to will not be very happy with me. But that's okay. But yeah, give us a call. I'm sure by the time this interview gets out there and everybody kind of gets the message, you know. But yeah, look, contact us. We'd love to hear from you.
Fantastic. And I'll put those details, I'll write those in the description as well with this interview, so that people can pick them up from there as well.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll share it all over the place. Thanks, great David. Stuff. It's been an absolute pleasure as always. Keep in touch and let us know how things are going and developments and everything like that. And we can, you know, plug everything and get the word out there.
Joe, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Cheers.